Digital Siberia. That's where Olelo, Oahu's community television station, feared it would be banished to next week. February 6th is when Spectrum Hawaii, formerly Oceanic Cable, said it would shuffle the channel lineup as part of its plan to switch its signal from analog to digital. It says that switch would result in increased broadband speeds and more HD channels. But the state's Department of Commerce and Consumer Advocacy Department just sent a letter to Spectrum warning that the 30-day notice to affected communities is deficient. A hearing is scheduled tonight at 5 p.m. at DCCA's Merchant Street offices. The issue is before the Cable Advisory Board because of the outcry from Olelo supporters, which include the county mayors. Olelo's vice president, Angela Angel, sat down with us early this week and says Spectrum is slamming community voices.
For your listeners, Catherine, a little bit about Olelo. It's a nonprofit organization nearing its 30 years of service, and we provide thousands of Oahu residents with training and resources so that they can televise their stories and events on Oahu's community access channels. So what the dilemma is right now is that Spectrum Hawaii, Hawaii's largest cable provider, is about to displace our community access channels, moving them into what we call Digital Siberia. Those are the high number channels that are hard to find. They're hard to watch, and for the local channel lineup, they're far away from what is local on the cable access lineup. And this move was brought about because Spectrum is converting all their channels to digital, which is great. But what's upsetting is that the Olelo channels, the community access channels, are the only local channels to be singled out for relocation by Spectrum. So PBS and the other local broadcast channels, they're going to remain the same. They get their original channel numbers when they migrate over to digital. But Olelo's channels radically change. And they're going from the 49 and 50s into the 180s. And there's a history of Spectrum's corporate office, which is Charter Communications, doing this, making these efforts to shut down community access across the nation, which is really scary in this day and age when public voice is really important. What they're currently doing to Olelo is called channel slamming. And Spectrum's tactics to kind of thwart community access operations, it's been seen in Missouri, Wisconsin, Massachusetts, Minnesota, with very, very similar tactics, which is basically to throw access channels into the Spectrum where the community can't really find them easily and therefore can't support access, and access slowly disappears. So that's what we're dealing with right now.
And the timeline that you're up against is right upon us.
Yeah, February 6th is the start date, which is a bit confusing because they're doing it kind of piecemeal. They have to go from hub to change it, which is going to be extremely confusing for viewers because some people will still be watching Olelo channels on, you know, 49-50s while others have already migrated. So it's just going to cause mass confusion. And you know what's really interesting is that there's no technical reason to do this. There's just no technical reason other than Spectrum probably receiving commercial gain because, you know, the current channels or the channels that are going to be migrating to Olelo's current channels, they already have assigned channels. They also have HD channels. And now they're going to be receiving potentially a third channels, community access channels, as three ways to view the same channel. So it seems really odd. It just doesn't make sense. And again, other local channels aren't affected. So these actions at least look to us to discriminate against local community media makers. You know, the media makers who rely on Olelo to amplify their voices, and it makes it near impossible for our community producers to maintain their viewership. Right.
I mean, simply put, you guys are going to be stuck out in the boondocks and no one's going to hear you.
Right. And the worst thing, Catherine, is this gravely impacts our community producers. I mean, not just Olelo as an organization, but all of the hundreds and hundreds of community producers that produce annually a total of 5,000 hours of original programming a year. So all of this is going to be displaced, and these producers pour their hearts and souls, their time and resources into just making these programs. They don't do it professionally. They do it out of volunteering. So with this channel slam, they'll most likely lose their viewership, and Spectrum is certainly not going to help our local producers pay for the expenses that they're going to incur to promote this channel change. So again, it just makes it pretty much impossible for them to reconnect with their viewers should they have this shift. And you're talking about time frame, Catherine. So Spectrum's was only committed to having to give us 30 days notice. So they give us as an organization 30 days notice, and then we have to then in turn get the information out to our community producers, and then those community producers have to get that information out to their viewers. It's just not realistic, you know, to have to rebrand channels like that. And for us at Olelo, we're just really disappointed because we've had 2 decades to establish our channels, and now, you know, in less than 30 days, we've got to basically tell everybody, our narrowcast viewers, that we're no longer located in a space that we've been located for years and years. Yeah.
Did you ask Spectrum to reconsider?
Yes, we're in the process of doing that. So you know, Spectrum's new in town, and they promote their company as still local, right? They're local as part of the community. So being part of the community is caring for the community, right? And we need Spectrum to know that diminishing our island voices is unacceptable. So there's a public meeting, a DCCA Cable Advisory Committee meeting. The public is welcome, so public comment is welcome, and we're really asking for people who are concerned about this as viewers or as consumers or as people who actually utilize Olelo's resources to come down and talk to Spectrum directly. Let them know that this is unacceptable, that we don't do this kind of business in the Aloha State, right? You know, we really want to take care of our community and empower the community voice, and that this channel slamming just shouldn't be done. It's the wrong thing to do. So DCCA has been helping to try and ask the question to Spectrum and to Spectrum's corporate office, Charter Communications, because they're located off this island. And they're looking for an answer. They're simply asking, you know, why are you doing this? I think DCCA is pressing to get the answers, but we've also received a lot of support from not only every county mayor, but also some legislators and city council members, and of course a slew of community producers and viewers. And we've posted those letters up on our website, which has even more information about this whole situation.
Do you have any legal recourse?
Yeah, we do, and I wouldn't want to necessarily speak about it right now, but of course there's legal recourse, and we're looking into that. We're going to do everything in our power. Olelo really wants to make sure that we can preserve the resources that we have and the position of our channels, because it's really important to make sure that that the community knows that their voices can be heard and that they can locate their community stories.
Right, and it's not just Olelo here on Oahu.
Yeah, this can affect the entire state. They start here. So Spectrum is going to change Oahu, but as soon as Oahu's done, it's most likely that they're going to be changing the neighbor island channels. And who knows if they're going to be the same channel, so that could cause some confusion too. But our sister PEG access stations are going to be definitely affected.
So not only is this being rolled out piecemeal, mm-hmm. community by community, mm-hmm. It's also different for different carriers, correct?
Yeah. For us, we have Hawaiian Telcom, who's also, they're all digital now, by the way, and they have no issues with keeping us in that spectrum of 49, 52, you know, 53, 54, 55, where we are now. And so if Spectrum changes, we're going to have an issue of trying to help viewers figure out which sets of channels that we're on. It really is, it's just really confusing and daunting for us to try and understand why a company that boasts being, you know, community oriented is really pushing for this to happen.
Angela Angel is Olelo Community Media's Vice President and Chief Production Officer. In 1989, Community Media became Oahu's nonprofit community public education and government access provider created to empower the voice of the community. Now, we reached out to Spectrum for comment yesterday but have not heard back. The company is supposed to be on hand at tonight's meeting to argue its case.